a special guest walk in. We are efforting to get him on the air right now. Congressman Mike Kaufman from the 6th District of Colorado. He just walked in the door. We're going to sneak him in here real quick. We're gonna run a little long on this segment. I'm going to warn Zach right now because, hey, when you have a sitting congressman walk in the door, you get him on the air. So, Congressman
Kaufman,
thanks
to be with you.
So this is Randy Corcoran, Jason Worley talking with Congressman Kaufman. So, Congressman, tell us a little bit about what you're seeing going on in D.C. How frustrating was last week for you?
Last week was tough. I think that the Supreme Court decision completely surprised me. That, you know, and I didn't hear anybody talking about the issue of taxes because they had argued it on record that it was not a tax. It never would have passed as a tax. And the president said it wasn't a tax. And so it was stunning that then the fact that the Solicitor General for the president would turn around and argue before the Supreme Court, after arguing on the Commerce Clause, which I was confident that they would lose on, then arguing on that it was a tax. And it's stunning. And it, as close as the vote was, it would have never passed as a tax. I mean, it was the greatest bait-and-switch scam, I think, in the history of the country.
And it's kind of sad that it was a conservative Chief Justice that gave us the switch. That worries me a little bit.
I think the decision was stunning. He clearly went out of his way. I mean, I understand to some degree that there's a history of the court to be deferential to elected bodies, but I think that this was really a politicized decision where I think he was intimidated by the administration in terms of the standing, how he saw the standing of the court politically.
Of course, the point of it is, if it had been argued as a tax, if it had been in front of the Supreme Court as a tax, they couldn't have even taken it up because no one's paid that tax.
That's
yet.
Correct. There is precedent that says that it is not ripe, at least, to be considered before the Supreme Court until the tax is actually administered. 8 points in 2008 to a district where, if within the new boundaries, Obama won by 8 points in 2008. But I feel pretty good about the race because I grew up in really what is the most Democrat area of the district in original Aurora, northern Aurora. And it is not, they are not traditional Democrats. They are blue-collar, working-class Democrats. They do not share the radical environmental views of the Democrat Party of Washington, D.C. They are very pro-military. I have a military background. Probably, quite frankly, on some of the class warfare rhetoric, they're probably going to buy on off some of that, as well as certainly strong labor support. But they certainly don't line up in every issue, and so there's some avenues in there. But I feel pretty good, I certainly think that conservatives are energized, as you mentioned, for this election, and so I think turnout intensity is going to be great on that side.
Any message you want to send to the people of Colorado? You got an open mic, and we cover Colorado politics like nobody else.
Well, I really think the country's at a tipping point, and I've never feared for the future of the country as I do now, that we are truly down a path of debt and decline, and it's going to require some tough decisions to navigate our way out of this, and I don't think that the American people can afford, that the economy can afford the size of government that we have. And I think that if we want to return to prosperity, we're going to have to cut spending. And we're going to have to have the courage to say that that's going to involve some entitlements, programs. And I think we can do it in a way that's not invasive if we do it now. The longer we wait, the more grease-like we are, and the harder it is to navigate our way out of this debt crisis.
And everyone who can hear our voices right now needs to remember that every one of these races that has a conservative Republican that can win needs to be supported. Mike Kaufman doesn't have to be your sitting congressman to earn your support. You need help from everybody who cares about maintaining these majorities.
Absolutely. And let me say just a little bit about my background. I have a strong military background. I served in the Army, the Marine Corps, First Gulf War veteran, Iraq War veteran, so I certainly understand the importance of national security. Also that what it means to be efficient with spending, and I think that we do have waste in the Department of Defense, and everything needs to be on the table, and we need to cut that waste. I'm opposed to nation building as a form of securing our foreign policy, national security objectives. I've been a small business owner. I understand how to balance the budget, meet a payroll, run an organization efficiently enough to make a profit, and I think it's very important to have that expertise in the Congress of the United States. And also, I believe in reforming the Congress. I just think that, first of all, we have to have a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution of the United States. There has to be the fiscal discipline where Congress can't continue to spend money that it doesn't have. It has to be forced to make the tough decisions. I also think that we need to do reforms like stopping automatic pay increases, although Boehner has temporarily certainly removed that. It could certainly come back where members of Congress don't have to vote for pay increases. They have to vote against them, otherwise they automatically occur. That's wrong. I've got legislation to do away with that. I've got legislation to do away with the Congressional Pension Program. I think that in order for the Congress of the United States to have the moral authority to help us get out of the current situation that we're in, they have a bill in the United States Senate, 12 years in the House, 12 years in the Senate. I just think that we've got to reform the Congress. We've got to reform Washington, D.C. The other day, somebody yelled at me and said, what about the 99%? Well, let me tell you, it's really, let's talk about who the 1% is. You know, Washington, D.C. and its surrounding communities are now the wealthiest per capita communities in the United States. And it's all about crony capitalism. It's about insider trading. It's all about, you know, being parasitic upon the taxpayers, hardworking taxpayers of the United States. And we just got to put a stop to that.
Where can people find you? How can they help you? What's your website?
You know, I think go to my website, www.coffinforcongress.com, C-O-F-F-M-A-N. We'd love to have you. Certainly love to have you contribute. Love to have you volunteer on the campaign. And really need your help. It's going to be a tough race.
Thank you, Congressman Coffman. We really appreciate you taking the time as you run in, just sitting down with us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And we'll be right back. Grassroots Radio Colorado.